सर्वेभ्यो नमः, सर्वेषां स्वागतम्। नमस्ते टु आल्, वेलकम टु दिस् क्लास्। लेट् अस् स्टार्ट् अवर् क्लास् वित् अ प्रेयर्। प्लीस् जोयिन् मी इन् द प्रेयर्। ॐ सहनावतु, सहनावतु, सह वीर्यं करवाहि, धीरस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। Let us review what we learned now.
Namaste ji.
Namaste Chakrapani Mahadya. So let us review what we learned last class. What did we learn? We learned how to introduce ourselves and how to ask simple questions like what is your name, what, who is he and who is she, etc. So how do we introduce ourselves? So let me start with introducing myself. Aham Kadambari Asmi. I am, that means I am Kadambari. Aham Kadambari Asmi, which means I am Kadambari. You can also say Mama Nama Kadambari, which means my name is Kadambari. Mama Nama Kadambari, which means my name is Kadambari. So Abhishek Mahodaya, Aham Kadambari Asmi, Bhavatah Nama Kim?
Aham Abhishekah Asmi.
Samichinam Mahodaya. So we learnt to also ask Bhavatah Nama Kim. We ask that to a male, and Bhavatyah Nama Kim for a female. A female. So we also learn to say Aham Balika. You can also say Aham Chhatra. So Aham Balika means I am a girl. So we learn the word Balika. We also learn to say, you can also say Aham Chhatra, which means I am a student. Chhatra is student for female. So if you are a student and you can say for male, you say Chhatraha. For female, you say Chhatra. You can say boy or girl. Boy is Balakaha. Boy is Balakaha. Girl is Balika. So I would say Aham Balika. I can also say Aham Chhatra. Okay? Anjani Bhagini? Aham?
Aham?
Chhatra?
Chhatra?
So, repeat Aham Chhatra.
Aham Chhatra.
Samichinam. We also learn to say where we live. So, Aham Maryland Nagare Vasami. So, I live in Maryland. Arvind Mahodaya, can you say
where? Aham Hyderabad Nagare Vasami.
Samichinam. Chakrapani Mahodaya, Aham Washing, Aham Maryland Nagare Vasami.
Aham Madre Nagar Me Vasami.
Samichinam Mahodaya. So we learned to say four sentences. We learned Aham. You can say Aham Kadambari Asmi or Mama Nama Kadambari. And you can, next you can say who you are, aham balika athava chhatra athava balakah athava chhatrah. We learned that, and we learned how to say where you live. Aham Maryland nagare vasami. Astu? Are there any questions here?
No, Bhagini.
So now we said how to introduce ourselves. To ask who you are, to a male, you ask bhavataha namakim. To a male, you ask bhavataha namakim. For a female, you ask bhavatyaha namakim. For a female, you ask bhavatyaha namakim. Ganesh Mahodaya, what do you ask a male?
Bhavataha namakim.
Samichinam. Jyoti Bhagini, what do you ask a female? Asu Padma Bhagini, what do you ask a female?
Bhavatyaha namakim.
Samichinam. Bhavatyaha namakim. Are there any questions here?
You asked me something else, Bhagini?
No, Bhagini. I just asked if there were any questions.
Oh, no, thank you. No.
So we had homework. Our homework was to translate these words into English. So, Sagar Mahodaya, what is Gajaha in English? What is Gajaha?
Gajaha is an elephant.
Samichina. Very good, Mahodaya. Samakit Mahodaya, what is Balakaha in English? Samakit Mahodaya.
Boy.
Boy. Very good, Mahodaya. Now, Saujanya Bhagini, what is Ghataha in English?
Pot.
Samichina. Very good, Bhagini. Now, Sushmita Bhagini, what is Vrikshaha in English?
Vrikshaha is tree.
Very good. Now, Uma Shankar Mahodaya, what is Syutaha in English?
Bag.
Bag. Samichina Mahodaya. Very good, Mahodaya. Lalita Bhagini, what is Bidalaha in English?
Sorry, I don't know. Forgot.
Bidalaha is cat. Bidalaha means is a cat.
Thanks.
Next. Abhishek Mahodaya, what is Vyagraha in English?
Tiger.
Yagraha means tiger. Anjani Bhagini, what is Parvataha in English?
Mountain.
Samichinam. Very good, Bhagini. Next, Arvind Mahodaya, what is Mala in English?
Necklace, garland.
Not necklace, it will be garland.
Okay.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next, Chakrapani Mahodaya, what is Lata in English?
Repeat again.
What is Lata in English?
Lata means small tree, plant.
Creeper.
It's a plant.
Creeper, Mahodaya.
But the volume is too low. Very low volume.
Now is it better, Mahodaya?
Yeah. Almost okay.
Is the volume low for anybody else?
No. In fact, it is loud.
No, Bhagini.
Okay. Now is it okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay now.
Astu. Lata will be creeper. Lata will be creeper. Astu. Ganesh Mahodaya, what will Balika be in English?
Girl?
Balika. I couldn't hear you, Mahodaya.
Girl, right?
Ah, girl. Very good, Mahodaya. Samichina. Jyoti Bhagini, what is a Shatika in English? Shatika. I'm not able to hear you, Bhagini. Jyoti Bhagini. Asto. Padma Bhagini, what is Shatika
in English? Sari?
Ah, sari. Shatika is sari.
Sari.
Samichinam. Very good,
thank
Bhagini.
You.
Sagar Mahodaya, what is Petika in English?
Petika is stomach or a part.
Not stomach. Can you try again, Mahodaya?
Petika means it's a kind of box.
Box. Samichina. Next, Abhishek Mahodaya, what is Shila? In English?
Bhagni, Shila will be stone.
Stone.
Rock.
Samichina. Yes, Mahodaya. Anjani Bhagini, what is Shaka in English?
Bhagini, I don't know that word.
Shaka is branch.
Oh, okay.
Asto. Arvind Mahodaya, what is Kunchika in English?
Key.
Key. Samichina. Are there any questions about the homework?
Kadambari Bhagini, I have a question. Can you just repeat for cat and bag, please?
Vidalaha.
Can you say again?
Vidalaha.
V da la ha.
Okay. B.
B for B as
B beef. Boy. Bidalaha.
Bidalaha. Okay. And for bag?
And for bag it'll be Syutaha. Syutaha.
Syutaha. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Bhagini, this is Arvind. For branch, shakha, will it be the Mahapranaka or this Alpha Pranaka?
Sorry, Mohadi. I think there is a typo here. It should be the shakha, actually.
Dhanyavada.
I will change it. Later when I send the slides, sorry, it should be Shakha. Are there any other questions? So let us move on. Many of you know Devanagari alphabet, but pronunciation is very important in Sanskrit. So we will practice our pronunciation. Okay. So we have vowels and consonants in Sanskritam. So vowel is called swaraha. Vowel is called swaraha. Consonant is called Vyanjanam. Consonant is called Vyanjanam. So the swaraha, the vowels are A, A, I, E, U, O, R, 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 E, I, O, Au, Am, and Aha. Again, the swaraha are a, a, I U R R R E I O U and AHA. Can everybody see the Swaraha and Vyanjanani slant?
No, no, ma'am. Now I can see it.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know what happened. Okay. Please tell me if the slide gets stuck so I can see what happened. Okay. So, Abhishek Mohodya, can you read the Swaraha once? All the Swaraha, the vowels?
I'm Bhagni.
Samichinam Mahodaya. Anjani Bhagini, can you also read the Swaraha once?
Yes, Bhagini. A-I-O-O-A-H.
Samichinam Bhagini. Very good, Bhagini. So those are the Swaraha, the vowels. Now the Vyanjanani, the consonants. So, we have in the first table, the first row, K, K, G, G, M. So, these five Vyanjanani, they are these five consonants, they are called K, Vargaha. So, K, Vargaha will be K, K, G, G, G. Arvind Mahodaya, can you read the ka vargaha once?
Ka, kha, ga, dha, na.
Na. Samichinam. Very good, Mahodaya. Next, the next row is cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. That is called cha vargaha. So, cha vargaha will be ch, ch, j, j, nya. So now we know two vargas. Ka vargaha and cha vargaha. So again, ka vargaha will be ka, kha, ga, gha, nga. Cha vargaha will be ch, ch, j, j, nya. Okay? So Chakrapani Mahodaya, can you read the cha vargaha once?
Ch, ch, j, j.
So you have to put the emphasis on the second letter. So, ch, so ch, you just say plain, ch. Then the second one you put emphasis, ch, ch.
Look, ch, ch, j, j, nya.
Samichinam Mahodaya. Very good, Mahodaya. Next, so now we have learned the Ka Vargaha and the Cha Vargaha. Vargaha means group. So now, the next row is Ta, Ta, Da, Da, Na. This is called Ta Vargaha. So, Ta Vargaha is Ta, Ta, Da, Da, Na. Okay. So now Padma Bhagini, can you read the Tavargaha?
Yes, Bhagini. Tavargaha, tha, tha, da, dha, na.
Na.
Na, na.
So, now, then, very good, Bhagini. The next Vargaha we will learn is Tavargaha. So, tar. Ta vargaha is ta, tha, da, dha, na. So, look in the ta vargaha and the ta vargaha. They both have na at the end. But we have to pronounce the difference. So in ta vargaha, the na we will pronounce like na. And in the ta vargaha, we will pronounce the na as na. So in ta vargaha, we will say na. Ta vargaha, na. Is everybody able to see the difference?
I have a question, Bhagini.
Yes,
what is this? Is there a name for this na? Like we have, what you call it? Mahaprana and Alpaprana. Is this two different na and na? Does it have a name in Sanskrit, Bhagini?
You can say Alpaprana and Mahaprana.
Even the na. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you can.
Bhagini, I have a question.
Yes, Bhagini.
Can you repeat the ta vargana from the first one?
So ta, it's called ta vargaha, not varnaha, vargaha. So ta vargaha will be ta tha, da dha na. Okay. So now we have learned ka vargaha, cha vargaha, tavargaha and tavargaha. Now we will learn one more varga that is called pavargaha. Pavargaha is goes pa pha ba bha ma. So it goes pa pha ba bha ma. This is called pavargaha. So Sagar Mohotya, can you read the power kaha once?
Yes. Pa pa ba pa ma.
Samichina. So these are the five vargas. So the last table you see is called avargiya vyanjanani. There is no varga. Asu. And the last row in that table, there is just highlighted in light red. That is just extra that we have put there. Okay, so we will learn. So the avargiya vyanjanani are ya, ra, la, va, sha, sha, sa, ha. Okay, and then ksha, tra, nya, shra, and om. So, Samakit Mohodya, can you repeat all the avargiya vyanjanani?
Ya, ra, la, va, sha, sha, sa, ha, ksha, tra, nya, shra, om.
Samichina, very good, Mohodya. So, are there any questions?
The last row.
Sha, ksha, ik, ish, a, ksha, ksha, tra, it plus ra, tra, nya, and ish plus ra, shra, and om.
What is the difference between this nya and the other nya that we learned in the cha vargaha?
Cha, there is no nya. Cha, cha, ja, there nya. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya.
Okay, and this one is?
It is more emphasis like that. Nya.
Okay.
Nya. Yeah.
Bhagini, can you just tell me this ka varga, the last one? Ka, kha, ga, gha?
Nya.
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 Nya. So, Chinya Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini? Did anybody else have a question?
What is the in the red one, ma'am? I didn't understand. They are called Vyanjanas or they are called...
They're also Vyanjanas. They're considered Vyanjanas.
But they are samyukta ashram or?
Yeah, they are like samyukta ashram, but since we use them so much, we added them in the vyanjanani list. Like that.
Thank you.
Because if you see, they are like, we are adding one or two, at least one or two vyanjanams to make that vyanjanam. So, for now, they are considered as a vyanjanam.
So, thank you.
Are there any other questions?
So, all these three rows, you know, ya, ra, la, and then the sha, sha, saha, ksha, all the three rows are all called our...
avargiya vyanjanani.
Avargiya vyanjanani, vyanjanani. Okay. Thank you, Bhagini. But you also said vyanjanam, which is correct. Vyanjanani is correct or vyanjanam is correct? Or both?
Vyanjanam means consonant, that is singular. Singular. Vyanjanani is plural, so consonants.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Any questions from the previous?
Bhagini, just to confirm, will it be like ka, vagraha, or something else?
Vargraha.
Vargraha, okay.
No,
thank
vargrahana, the r only comes once. Vargraha.
Oh, okay.
Can you repeat once, Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini. Vargraha.
Vargraha. Just say ga, plain ga.
Ga. Vargaha.
Ah, samichinam. Vargaha.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Bhagini.
Any other?
So, vargaha means, is it row or column? Like, what do you mean
like
by
that?
Vargaha?
Group. It means group. Like, group. Vargaha means group.
Okay. Vargaha, group.
Bhagini, can you just read the Kavarga and Chavarga one more time, please?
Yeah, I will read all the Vyanjanani ones.
Yes,
okay.
So, Kavarga will be Ka, Kha, Ka, Gha, Nga. That is Kavarga. Now, Chavarga, Cha, 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 Nya. Next, Tavarga, Ta, Ta, Da, Dha, Na. Tavargaha, ta, tha, da, dha, na, pavargaha, pa, 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 ma. Now, avargiya vyanjanani, ya, ra, la, va, sha, sha, ta, ha, ksha, tra, nya, sha. Okay. Are there any other questions? Should I repeat the swara also once?
This avargiya vyanjanani, in that the last row, it's gya we will say, right? Na sound will not come, right?
Nya, nya. If you wanted to write it, you could write gnya.
Gnya. We can say gnya?
Gnya, yeah.
Okay, gnya. So na will be coming. It's not gya, right? Okay.
Are there any questions? Can you see the next slide or? Yeah, okay. I think you can see the next slide. So let us hear a song about vowels. I hope you all like the song. Okay. Can you see my other tab with the song?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bhagini.
I haven't played it yet. Can everybody hear it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's faster.
Yes,
yes, Bhagini.
Yes, yes.
Ah. paramesha
Very beautiful, Bhagini.
Very, very beautiful, Bhagini.
Did you all like the song?
Yeah. Very nice.
There is also one for consonants. Vyanjanani. I will also send that link. So, all of you can watch it. At home. So, today in class, we will be using these two symbols. So, let us just know what these symbols mean. So the long hand, the first blue hand, the long hand, will indicate far away. Okay? So the long hand will indicate far away. And the short hand, the white short hand, will indicate nearby.
Bhagini, we can see the next slide.
Okay, now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this will be better. Now, as soon as I change the slide, okay. So, the long hand will indicate far away, the blue long hand, and the short hand will indicate nearby. So, to continue with what we did last class and what we're going to do now, does anyone remember what Eshah Balakah means?
Mm-hmm. Eshah is nearby.
No, we haven't
this.
Learned. So just with what we have learned.
This is a boy.
Sorry. Eshah Balakah means this is a boy. Can you see the next slide?
Yes.
Okay. So but Eshah. The boy is nearby. So Eshah Balakah actually means he is a boy and the boy is nearby. Okay. So when the boy is far away, so when we said when the boy is near, we say Eshah Balakah. What do we say when the boy is near?
Eshah Balakah.
When the boy is near, we say Eshah Balakah. When the boy is far, what do we say? We use Saha. So we say Saha Balakah. When the boy is far away, we use saha. We say saha balakah. So what do we say when the boy is near, what do we say when the boy is far?
Saha balakah.
When, what do we say when the he is near?
Esha
balaka. Esha. Are there any questions here about Saha and Eshaha?
No, thank you.
Okay. So, last week we also learned how to ask a question. Kaha. Right? We asked, who is he? So, here, Saha, Eshaha, Kaha. Those are all, you can see we are using it for boy. So we are all using it for masculine. Okay? So that is why on the top the title says Pullingaha. So Pullinga means masculine. So then these are all in English, what is Saha, what is he?
Pronoun.
Pronoun. That is, in Sanskritam, pronoun is Sarva Nama Shabdaha. So Saha, Eshaha and Kaha are all Sarva Nama Shabdaha. They are all pronouns and they are all masculine. So they are all Pullinga Sarva Nama Shabdaha. They are masculine and they are pronouns. So they are Pullinga Sarva Nama Shabdaha. Okay? Are there any questions?
No.
So, if we go back to the homework slide, can you see the homework slide again?
Yes, Tagini.
Okay. So, here, let us take the word Gajaha. So, I will tell you the Gajaha, the elephant is near you. So, what do you say? The elephant is near you. What will you say?
Esha Gajaha.
Eshaha.
Yeah.
Eshaha. So, Eshaha Gajaha. Now, there is a boy, he is far away. There is a boy and he is far away. How will you say that?
Esaha.
Saha. Because it is far away.
Saha balakaha.
Saha balakaha. If the boy is near, then?
Esaha balakaha.
Esaha balakaha. Are there any questions here?
Bhagini, can I recommend something, Bhagini, if it's not too... If you could call out and ask us everything, then it will be more clear when all of us together say...
Okay, Bhagini. Yeah.
If you can... It's not, I mean, just, I thought I repeat, yeah.
Yeah, so that everybody can also hear what the answer is. Okay, yes. So, Abhishek Mohodia, there is a pot, Kataha. If it is,
then
what do you say?
Teshaha Ghataha.
Samichina. Now, Anjani Bhagini, there is a tree near you. Tree is Vrikshaha.
Eshaha Vrikshaha.
Samichinam. Astu. Now, let us go back to... So, let us try to practice using these three. Astu. Okay. So, we will use practice with slides like this. So, here I see the long hand. So the long hand indicates far away. So if it is far away, then I have to use Saha. So first we know now that it is far away. So first we will ask the question. So we will ask Saha Kaha. So Kaha is, so who is he? Asu. Saha Kaha. So, there is a bag. Bag is Syutaha. So we just said Saha is for far. So Saha Syutaha. So we will say Saha Kaha. Saha Syutaha. Any questions here?
No, bye.
So we will practice a little bit. Arvind Mohodya, can you do the slide? So you have to see what the hand is. So you have to decide if it is far away or nearby. Then you ask the question. Then you say the answer to the question. The word for the image is already given.
Taha kaha. Taha cholaha.
Samichina Mohodya. Saha kaha. Saha cholaha. Chakrapani Mohodya, can you do this one?
Sorry. Saha kaha. Saha balakaha. Ha. Balakaha.
Samichin.
Your voice is still low. Again, become low.
Now is it better?
Your voice only, because others are voice are very good. Your voice is low.
For anybody else, is it like that?
No, Bhagini.
Okay. Maybe you could, if it, my voice is low, maybe you could go out of the meeting and try joining back. Maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, Mahodaya correctly said, Saha kaha, Saha bala kaha. Asto. So, next, Ganesh Mahodaya. Can you do this slide?
Saha kaha, Saha marjaraha.
Saha kaha, Saha marjaraha. So, now we have learnt two words for cat. What are the two words, Padma Bhagini?
The two words for cat, is that what you're asking?
What are the two words in Sanskritam that we have learnt for cat?
Bidalaha and now marjaraha, right?
Samichinam Bhagini. So we learnt bidalaha and now marjaraha.
Bhagini, there was also one in the song, I think, O to Who.
Oh, yes, Mahodaya. So, there are many words for, you can say, for one object. There was also one in the song also. I think it was
O to Who.
O to Who, I think it's the Meow Meow it says, right? I think that.
So, Meow Meow, O to Who is cat, I think. Yes, cat.
Okay.
Yes. O to Who is that. So, three words now.
What does it mean, O to Who?
Cat.
Oh, O to Who also cat?
Yes.
Marjara is also cat.
So now we have learnt three words. O to Who, Bidalaha and Marjaraha.
Marjaraha. Three means only cat, huh?
Yes. They only mean cat.
Only cat. There is no feminine or masculine like this. Cat is cat. Common, huh?
Cat, that's all.
Okay.
In Sanskritam, there can be multiple words for one word, and there can be multiple meanings for a word in Sanskritam. So,
okay. Oh, yes.
It depends on the context. Right now, marjaraha just means cat. So, I think Padma Bhagini just went, or was it Ganesh Mahodaya?
I said, I mean, I was the one who said, I missed one, marjaraha.
Rataha.
Whataha? Oh, this is Rataha. Okay, sorry. You want me to say this or are you going to call the other person?
You can do this.
Saha kaha, saha rataha.
Saha kaha, saha rataha.
Saha rataha. Saha rataha.
Samitika. Ita name, now Sagar Mahodaya.
Bahin. Saha kaha.
Sorry, I should go to next.
एषः का एषः मध्याह्नः
मर्दानः सो नौ वी केन् डू नियर् अस्तु सो नौ वी विल् प्राक्टिस् नियर् सो अण्टिल् नौ वी डिड् सः रतः नौ वी केन् डू एषः मन्थानः ओके सो लेट् अस् प्राक्टिस् देट् Sagar Mahodaya, can you do this one too?
Yeshaha kaha, yeshaha makaraha.
Makaraha means crocodile. Asto? Makaraha means crocodile. Samakit Mahodaya, can you do this one?
Yeshaha kaha, yeshaha vaidyaha.
Samichina, very good Bhagini. Sorry, Mahodaya. Saujanya Bhagini.
Yes.
Sorry. You can do both.
Yeah. Okay. Eshah kaha. Eshah sunakaha.
Shunakaha.
Shunakaha. Eshah kaha. Eshah kukuru. Sorry.
Kukuraha.
Kukuraha.
Samichina.
Kukuraha.
Now, Sushmita Bhagini, can you do this one?
Eshaha kaha, eshaha deepaha.
Now we will do a mixed of both eshaha and saha. Okay? Astu. Umashankar Mahodaya, can you do this one?
Yeah. Saha vidyut deepaha.
Yeah, I think the U for the Dhyu went down. I don't know why, but it's Vidyut Deepaha. Samichina Mahodaya. Next, Mahodaya, did you say A Shaha or did you say Saha?
Saha.
Correct.
Saha Vidyut Deepaha.
Samichina. Now, Lalita Bhagini.
Saha Eshah Kaha Eshah Gajaha.
Samichina. Eshah Kaha Eshah Gajaha. Now Abhishek Mahodaya.
Eshah Kaha Eshah Kardeepaha.
Samichina. एषः कः एषः करदीपः नौ अञ्जनी भगिनी
सः कः सः चषकः
सः कः सः चषकः नौ अरविन्द महोदय
एषः कः एषः रामः
समीचीनम् एषः कः एषः रामः नौ चक्रपाणि महोदय
सा कः सा हस्तः सः हस्तः
सः कः सः हस्तः
हस्तः कः सः हस्तः
समीचीनम्. इदानीं गणेश महोदय.
एषः कः? एषः पादः.
समीचीनं महोदय, वेरि गुड् महोदय. नौ ज्योति भगिनी.
एषः कः? एषः दर्पणः.
समीचीनं समीचीनं भगिनि. नौ ललिता भगिनी.
एषः कः? एषः वानरः.
समीचीनं वेरि गुड् भगिनि. नौ पद्मा भगिनी.
सः कः? सः पर्वतः.
समीचीनं.
थेङ्क् यु.
नौ सागर महोदय.
सः कः? सः मण्डपः.
सः कः? सः मण्डपः. नेक्स्ट् समकीत महोदय.
एषः कः? एषः आरक्षकः.
समीचीनं वेरि गुड् महोदय. नौ सौजन्या भगिनी.
एषः कः? एषः घटः.
घटः. एषः कः? एषः घटः. समीचीनं भगिनी, वेरि गुड् भगिनी. नौ सुष्मिता भगिनी.
एषः कः? एषः प्रकोष्ठः.
प्रकोष्ठः मीन्स् रूम्. एषः कः? एषः प्रकोष्ठः. नौ उमाशङ्कर महोदय. उमाशङ्कर महोदय अस्तु. अभिषेक महोदय.
सा विद्यालय सग विद्यालय.
सः कः? सः विद्यालयः.
सः विद्यालयः.
अञ्जनी भगिनी.
एषः कः? एषः समुद्रः.
समीचीनं. अरविन्द महोदय.
एषः कः? एषः सैनिकः.
एषः कः? एषः सैनिकः. समीचीनं महोदय. नेक्स्ट् चक्रपाणि महोदय.
एषः कः? एषः समचः. समसः.
चमसः.
चमसः. एषः चमसः.
महोदय, आर् यु एबल् टु हियर् मी वेल् नौ?
इट्स् ओके ओके इट्स् ओके. समर् इम्प्रूवमेण्ट् सर् वित् हेड्फोन् ऐ एम् यूसिङ्ग्. ओके
ओके ओके अस्तु. नौ गणेश महोदय.
सः कः? सः शिक्षकः.
सः कः? सः शिक्षकः. नेक्स्ट् ज्योति भगिनी.
सः कः? सः देवालयः.
सः कः? सः कः? सः देव. सः देवालयः. नौ ललिता भगिनी.
एषः कः? एषः व्याघ्रः.
एषः कः? एषः व्याघ्रः. नौ पद्मा भगिनी.
सः कः? सः शौचालयः. शौचालयः. सः शौचालयः.
इदानीं सागर महोदय.
सः कः? सः दन्तः. दन्तः.
दन्तः. सः कः? सः दन्तः.
सः कः? सः दन्तः.
आर् देर् एनि क्वश्चन्स् अबौट् यूसिङ्ग् सः? All these words, are there any questions here?
or about any of the words that we did? Astu.
I have a quick question about the words that ended in Deepaha, because there was an electric light and a flashlight and a lamp. So what's the exact meaning of the prefix for Vidyudipaha and Karadipaha?
Vidyudipaha, so Vidyudipaha means electric light, electric lamp or like bulb. But Deepaha, Deepaha means lamp.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? There is some background noise from somebody. Okay. So, if there are no questions, now, so far we have learned how to use Saha, Eshaha, Kaha, right? So now, I mentioned the word Pullingaha. So, the question will arise, how do we know a word is Pullingaha? So, now we will learn how to identify a word. So, Shabda Parichayaha. So, to identify words. So, here, let us take the example, Vrikshaha. Okay, so the word Vrikshaha. I will tell you it is a Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. I will explain what that means. So, Vrikshaha, the word, that word is actually derived from the its root word. Its root word is vriksha. Okay? Its root word is vriksha. So, vrikshaha is yuv plus ru plus ik plus ish plus a plus visargaha. So, the root word, when you come from the root word to the word, the you add the aha. Okay? One minute, there's somebody joined the meeting with their phone, I think. Can they please introduce themselves? They can introduce themselves. So Vrikshaha. So if you have a word only in aha, it is most likely a pulling shabdaha. Astu? So if it a word ends in aha, if a word ends in aha, it is most likely a pullinga shabdaha. Okay, so in Sanskritam we have three genders. We have masculine, feminine and neutral. So masculine will be pullingaha. So in Sanskritam the word has the gender, not the object. Okay. So in the place,
only words, only words we have to tell, not the object.
Yeah, only the word has the word has the gender, not the object. So if you
see, okay,
the tree, then you can in English you can say okay, it's neutral. So it will be the neutral gender in Sanskrit is not like that. So Vrikshaha is a Pullinga Shabda here. So if you have here Dantaha, there is Dantaha. So Dantaha will be it plus a plus in plus it plus a plus visargaha. So its root word will be Danta. We said we remove the visargaha, right? Or we add the visargaha. Depends on which order you're going. If you're going from the root word to the word, then you add the visarga. If you're going from the word to the root, then you remove the visarga. So, background noise. So, danta will be the root word here. Astu?
I have a question, Bhagini. Can we take a clue from the visarga? Generally, visarga is the pullinga. Am I right or am I far?
If it ends in aha, it is most likely a pullinga shabda.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay,
so when you say shabda parichaya, the shabda parichaya for vrikshaha will be akaranta pullinga vriksha shabdaha. Asta? So we're mentioning the pratipadik. We're mentioning the root word.
Okay. When you do the root word pratipadikam, you don't do the visarga. You say vriksha shabdaha, right? Vriksha shabdaha.
Because the root word is vriksha.
Vriksha. And then visarga has been added. Okay. If by the derivation, when you put the equation, plus r plus ik plus sha plus a plus aha. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, you might have noticed there is shabdaha here, and I have also used the word padam. So you can use both words. Are there any other questions here on this field? Okay. Can we move on, or are there any other questions?
Bhagini, I have a question.
Sorry.
If you can repeat identifying these words one more time.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, if a word ends in aha, it is most likely a pullinga shabdaha. So, here vrikshaha is our example. So, vrikshaha is a pullinga shabdaha and it ends in aha. So, vrikshaha will be if plus r plus ik plus ish plus a plus visarga. So, when you say the root word for vrikshaha is vriksha. So, when you go from the word to the root word, you take out the visarga. So you just say vriksha. Okay. So the parichayaha will be, shabda parichayaha will be vriksha is akaranta pullingaha vriksha shabdaha. Asso. Are there any questions? Namaskara Veena Bhagini. Are there any questions?
What is akarantaha, Bhagini?
That the akarantaha means so you say akaranta based on it, each word's root word. Okay, so here we said vrikshaha, its root word is vriksha. So let's spell that out. Vriksha is if plus r plus ik plus ish plus a. So what vowel does it end with? What does it end with? It ends with a. So we call it akaranta.
Mm-hmm.
So akaranta means a at the end.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bhagini, akaranta, I understand. Why do we add visarga for that? Do we have to add visarga? Why can't you have utshaha? Utshaha. Utshaha.
That is how the form is.
There is no word like utshaha.
That is just a root word. There is no word like that.
Okay. Thank you.
In a sentence or in a story, you won't use just vriksha. You will always say vrikshaha or another form of that.
Thank you, Bhai.
Okay. Any other questions?
If bricha stands alone, then you put the visarga, right?
Can you repeat, Mohadiya?
A vrikshaha means tree.
Yes.
If it stands alone, then we call it vrikshaha. But it starts with some other words or something, sentences, if you form in sentence, then the visarga will change, right?
Depends. If it is a single tree, then every sentence will just be vrikshaha. When we get to plural, we will learn how to put what the plural form is and everything.
Yeah, that's okay. It will change. That means okay. Thank you.
For single, it will be vrikshaha in singular. For now, we will just think about singular. Okay. Are there any other questions? If there are any questions, please ask them. Okay, so now I said there were three genders in Sanskritam. So I said there was masculine, feminine, and neutral. So here we have done some of masculine. So now we will see feminine. Okay, before we move to feminine, last week what did we learn? How did we say, who is she? How did we say that is a girl in Sanskritam? Abhishek Mahodaya, how did we say, how did we ask, who is she?
Saka.
I think we only learned Esha, so Esha ka. And then, she is a girl. Anjani Bhagini, how did we say that?
Bhagini, can you repeat?
In Sanskritam, how do we say she is a girl?
Esha Balika.
Esha Balika. Okay, so now we have learned to identify Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Now we will learn how to identify feminine words. Okay? So actually, 1 minute, we will learn to identify that, but before that, we'll just look at this. Here, Balika Asti, there is a girl, okay? So those are the hands that we are familiar with now. So the first hand, it is pointing to a box. Box is Petika. So the hand is short. So we say, Esha Petika. That we learnt last week. But now, how we say Saha Balakaha for far? In Strilingam, in feminine we say Strilingam. We also say Sa. So that is for far. So Saka, Sa, Shaka. Are there questions here? So, Balika, Petika, they are near. So, Saka, Eshaka, Esha Petika. Now the long hand. Balika, Shaka. Saka, Sa Shaka, Saka, Sa Shaka. Are there any questions here? Okay. So first,
if it is Sa, Sa is Saka. You told her Sa Saka. Why we can say, we are saying Sa?
Because for now the hand is pointing, it means that it is far.
Okay, we cannot say Saha Saka?
No. because saha, eshaha, kaha, they are all used with masculine words. Now we are in feminine words.
Oh, feminine, okay.
So we, here we only... Bagini. Yes, Bagini?
How Vedika and Shak, how do you know this is feminine? Because it is grouped with Balika? I don't understand.
Yeah, we will learn to identify those words too, Bagini.
Okay.
Yeah, so, sorry, here too, Shaka should be the second Ka. Okay. So let us first practice. So here's the word. I'll do the first one. So here the word is given Agni Petika. And it is given the question mark. That means you have to ask the question with it. This means that it is far, and this means that it is near. I think the symbols are a bit different. Sorry. Okay. So Agni Petika, there is a question mark. So Sa Ka, we'll ask. Sa Ka, Sa Agni Petika. Asto. Okay. So Anjini Bagini, can you do the second one? Ask the you can ask the question. This means that it is far.
Okay, Bagini. Bagini, how do you say elder sister?
Here it is. The word is given agraja.
Agraja. Sa agraja.
So the word is given, there is a picture given for that, and there is the meaning for that, and what you have to say it. For now, please just ignore the last column for now. Okay? We still have not learned how to use that, so we will just use the first four columns. So Anjani Bagni said it correctly. So it is far away. So Sa Ka Sa Agraja. Asto. Now, Arvind Mahodaya.
Sa ka, eshaha, esha ka, esha aja.
So this means near. Esha ka, esha aja. Samichino. Now, Chakrapani Mahodaya, you can do Adhyapika and Shikshika.
Yesha ka, yesha yesha ka adhyapika.
Here it is
yesha ka shikshaka.
Here we are doing feminine mahodaya, so adhyapika and shikshika, and we will use yesha.
Shikshika. Achcha, shikshika, shikshika.
So yesha.
Yesha, yesha, shikshika, yesha, adhyapika.
Samichinam. Now, Ganesh Mahodaya, next one.
Sa kaha, sa anuja.
Very good, Mahodaya. Now, Jyoti Bhagini.
Sa ka, sa utpitika. Esha ka, esha utpitika.
Utpitika.
Utpitika. Utpitika.
Samitam. Now, Lalita Bagini.
Sa ka, sa, how do you call this?
Kim Bagini?
How do I say that? Nurse. Saka.
Here the word is given. Upacharika.
Upacharika. Sa upacharika.
Here the English transcript is the English version is not given, so it might make it a bit harder. Okay. Next, Padma Bagini.
This symbol, you said it is near object, right? This one, this symbol. This
yes.
One is, okay. Esha, where is it? Oh, God. That is Esha ka, Esha katha.
Samichina. Very good.
And do you want to, can we use the other one also? Esha, that's right. Correct. The other one is, okay, thank you.
Padmini Bhagini? Okay. Sagar Mahodaya?
Yeah. So this question mark is Sa or Esha?
Sa.
Sa.
Not Sa?
Sa ka partika.
Very good, Mahodaya. For the question mark, you can choose if you want to do near or far for the answer. Asta. Now, Saujanya Bhagini?
Esha ka, Esha kalika.
Samichina Bhagini, very good Bhagini. Now, Sushmita Bhagini?
Sorry, I can't tell which one you're pointing at.
We're going on in order Bhagini, so Kunchika next.
Okay. Esha ka, Esha kunchika.
Next, Uma Shankar Mahodaya.
Sa. Sa. Gantavartika.
Gandhavartika.
Saka sa gandhavartika.
Ganda. Gandhavartika. Samichina Mahodaya. Very good. Veena Bhagini.
Namaste Bhagini. Esha ka, Esha gaika. Athava sa ka, sa gaika.
Very good Bhagini. Next. Abhishek Mahodaya. Sorry.
Esha ka, Esha grih godhika.
Grih godhika. Samichina. Next. Anjali Bhagini.
Bhagini, how do you say cow stall in Sanskrit?
Here the word is given Goshala.
Okay. Eshah kaha Eshah Goshala.
Here we are doing feminine Bhagini. So we say Esha and Sa. We use Esha, Sa and Ka. So here it is near. So Esha ka, Esha goshala.
Okay, Bhagini.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Arvind Mahodaya.
Saka sa ghantika.
Ghantika. Saka sa ghantika. Next, Chakrapani Mahodaya.
Shaka,
Chataka. Chataka, Samichina. Saka, sa Chataka. Next, Kanesh Mahodaya.
Saka, sa Chatra.
Next, Jyoti Bhagini.
Sa ka, sa churika. Esha ka, Esha churika.
Samichina. Next, Lalita.
How do you call the waterfalls?
Jalanalika. Jalanalika.
Lika, okay. This is longhand, so... जलनलिका
समीचीनं भगिनि. नेक्स्ट् पद्मा भगिनि.
Can you just put a little bit back? Okay. Okay, I got it. Sa ka sa javanika athava esha ka esha javanika.
Samichinam bhagini. Very good bhagini. Next, Sagar mahodaya.
Sa एषः का एषः टीका एषा का एषा टीका.
आर् देर् एनि क्वश्चन्स् अण्टिल् नौ अबौट् एषा सा का और् एनिथिङ्ग् इन् द क्लास्? Okay, so then we will continue. I think now Samkit Mahodaya.
Esha ka esha tula athva sa sa ka sa tula.
Samichinam. Next, very good Mahodaya. Now Saujanya Bhagini.
Okay, the auto rickshaw one, right?
Yeah, Trichakrika.
Trichakrika, okay. Esha ka esha Trichakrika athava sa ka sa Trichakrika.
Samichina Bhagini, very good Bhagini. Next, Sushmita Bhagini.
I'm sorry, my computer seems to be doing something and I can't see any of the slides anymore.
Oh, is anybody else having that problem?
No.
Okay. Okay. Leave the meeting and join again.
Okay, I'll try that. Thanks.
Okay, next. Uma.
Hello.
उमाशङ्कर महोदय. ओके, वीणा भगिनी. ओके, ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् बोत् आफ् यू. ओके, देन् अभिषेक् महोदय.
आं भगिनि. एषा का एषा दिनदर्शिका.
समीचीनं महोदय, वेरि गुड्. नेक्स्ट् अञ्जनी भगिनि.
दिस् स्विङ्ग् वन् रैट् भगिनि.
यस्
भगिनि, आर् यु से स्विङ्ग्?
दोला.
दोला. एषा दोला. एषा कः का एषा दोला.
दोला, वेरि गुड् भगिनि. आर् देर् एनि क्वश्चन् सो फार् आन् एनिथिङ्ग् वी हेव् डन् आन् द क्लास् द क्लास् और् लास्ट् वीक्?
जस्ट् अ कैण्ड् रिक्वेस्ट् भगिनि, the vyanjan swaras, can you just one more time repeat it? I have a ka varga at the end. I really, it's nya, that one.
Yeah, one minute. All the vyanjana ni bagini?
No, just the ka varga and cha varga would be okay. Or else when you are finishing it off, if you just read out each one clearly so that I can dump it in my system or somewhere.
Ka kh, ga, gha, ng, cha, cha, ja, cha, ny, ta, pha, da, dha, na, ta, tha, da, dha, na, pa, pha, pa, pha, ma, ya, ra, la, va, sha, sha, sa, ha, ksha, tra, nya, shra, om.
In the sha varga, and can you repeat that one?
Sha varga is not there, Bhagini. The last table is all avargiya vyanjanani. They have no varga.
Can you repeat the sha, sha?
Sha, sha, sa, ha. Sha, 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 sa, ha.
Okay. Thank you.
So, it is nearing the end time of class. So, we will end the class with the Shanti Mantram. Everybody please join. Om Sarva
Sukhinah Sarve Santu Niramayah Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhav Bhagavet Shanti Shanti Shanti
Shanti
Hari Om. Hari Om. Are there any questions?
Bhagini, you will be like posting. Sorry.
Yes,
you can ask a question.
In the group.
Well, I tried to rejoin again, but still your voice only low. Others' voices is very clear.
I'm not sure.
Bhagini, you can check also. Yeah, my net also, I tried 2-3 times, but it's okay.
Okay.
Normal, but for you only it's come.
As usual, we will meet next week. This is a weekly class.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Any questions?
Yeah, Bhagini, I have a question. Like, when you're posting the this week video, audio, and all these slides, right? You will be removing the previous week's slide, or you'll be keeping it there?
It'll be there forever.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Bhagini, you are putting in the email, Bhagini?
Yeah, there will be the link to for the webpage where to find the recording. So you'll have to go there and you'll see session group 11, session number 7. There you will see the first recording. After I send the email, then you will see the second recording there if you go there.
Namaste, Bhai.
Okay.